Bloodborne when you're stuck in a house full of people.
Yeah.
I recommend a Bloodborne because it's pretty much about disease and decay, and that's just the world we live in.
I gotcha. Which South Park game is it? The Stick of Truth, or is it the? Don't tell me, because I know the name.
The Fractured.
Yeah, the Fractured Butthole.
We debated about that, my girlfriend and I decided Stick of Truth. Mostly because it's a better fucking game.
No. The point I was getting at, when you select the difficulty, you select your character's skin tone, correct?
That is in the second one. Okay. That's in Fractured
Butthole. I was like, wow, these guys don't hold back
and
at all.
That's not technically a difficulty meter. Cartman just tells you it is.
Okay, well, Cartman just being an asshole like he always
is. I think it does have an effect on loot, though. Like, you get different kinds of loot based on...
That's terrible.
Are you serious?
I believe so, yes. Wow.
That is terrible.
I could also be horribly wrong, and I probably am, but I think you may get some attention from certain enemy types more if you're a certain race.
Those guys, man, Masson and Trey Parker.
They don't give a fuck.
No, they give no fucks.
They
my
are
friend.
My heroes. They are,
no fucks.
They are my heroes.
What about that game? Well, have you played through both of them?
Oh, yeah, I've destroyed them.
Really?
Oh, yes. I've 100% completed both of them twice.
How long are they?
They're about the same length. They're
2 billion hours.
It depends on how exploratory you get. If you want to breeze through the game, you could probably do it in like 10 hours.
Really?
Otherwise, it's a 30-hour game, give or take.
Really? I started playing on the first one.
And Stick of Truth is much better because the gameplay works. Fractured Butthole gameplay is terrible.
The first one, it's more based upon like sword and sorcery, right?
Yeah.
And the second one, they went with superheroes.
Yeah, because of all the fucking Marvel and DC shit going on at the time.
I wonder if they'll make a third one.
I don't know. I would love to know.
So that's
I
one.
I want a remake of Chef's Love Shack. That's all I want.
I'm love gonna make Shack. Love to you, woman.
You and me and her simultaneous loving, baby.
I made Chelsea watch gameplay of that, and she couldn't stop laughing because of how stupid it was.
It was pretty dumb. I had it on Dreamcast.
I can't even do it right now. Yes! Can't hang away! That whole CD, the Chef Aid CD, yeah. I still have that, but it's scratched to fucking hell. Oh!
And it's not my fault this time.
That came out in the fucking 90s. Mm-hmm. I was looking at some of the music credits. Nicki Minaj.
Really?
Has, I think, lyrics credits for some of those songs. So, by the time she blew up, she had been in the music business. It was kind of like Sia. Sia was a songwriter for years before she ever started singing her own songs. Mm-hmm. I think one of her biggest hits was sung by Beyonce. I can't tell you which one. I could look it up, but I'm too lazy.
I don't care enough anyway.
I was too busy looking at Marvin the Martian quotes, but that's just me.
I only give a shit that Ozzy, Meatloaf, and Elton John are on there. And, fuck, who else was it? Not Pantera. Not even like Pantera.
Not Motorhead, was it?
No, it wasn't Motorhead. Fuck. I don't care. I'm not going to look it up.
Okay.
We're too lazy.
It's a metal group like that.
Gotcha.
There was other bands.
Primus.
Oh, yeah.
Primus.
That's my daughter's favorite band.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. That's a bit ridiculous, but I'll accept it.
She loves Primus.
Well, I mean, I hope she watched South Park because they did the theme.
Right. It's kind of hard to watch South Park without hearing Primus.
Exactly.
So, what about, what other games did you recommend for people to play while they're stuck in
quarantine? You told me to recommend a Resident Evil game because I made a joke about recommending all the Resident Evil games. I picked Revelations, the first one. Because you're on a ship, it's different. You're not. How many games are you on a ship that are horror games and
Carrier?
I was gonna say Carrier, but
okay, good ones.
I don't know if Carrier was good. I can never.
It was
beat
not.
It.
Jellico totally botched that game.
The boss fights are just atrocious. You fight a giant slug. You fight the final boss is like Tyrant from Resident Evil 1, but his arms are all floppy and shit. He whips you with floppy arms. He is
noodle arms. He's like, ooh, they're wet.
He's too flamboyant.
Yeah.
But Revelations I picked because it has so much replayability to it. Like, it has a problem where it's trying to be episodic, despite not being episodic. So every level, There's a little recap to previously on, but you just fucking played that. You don't need a recap. They are skippable, though.
I think it... Alan Wake did that as well. It would be... Like, you could sit down... That was one of the cool things about Alan Wake, was you could sit down and play through the first chapter of it and stop. Stop right there, and then, you know, go live your life, do whatever.
Like come I back, did.
Right? Come back and play it, and then be like, previously on Alan Wake. Because every show was set up like an episode.
But did it do that even when you went from level to level to level?
Yes, it did.
That's bullshit. I hate that crap.
I think it did. I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it did. I actually, the way that they did it in that game, it was pretty cool. Just from the transition from show to show, or episode to episode, kind of, sort of. And they were originally, I think, don't hold me to this, but I think they were supposed to originally have DLC that was going to be kind of like the continuating story.
I think they did have that.
For Alan Wake. Well, I don't think that they did more than maybe one or two, but it was supposed to be kind of like a seasonal or a episodic thing where they kept adding to
it.
Oh,
I see.
And I don't...
Like Seasons and Killer Instinct.
Right.
Gotcha.
That's so...
Revelations just gets annoying. Revelations 2 does it as well, but it does it better because in Revelations, all the sequences from the moment Jill arrives on the ship to the moment they fight the final boss all happen at pretty much the same time within like a week, give or take. Revelations 2, you have two completely different segments. One takes place 6 months after the other. So you kind of need a recap between levels. So that's helpful. But the reason I picked Revelations is because of raid mode. Raid mode is fucking infinitely replayable. And it is in Revelations 2 as well. I just prefer Revelations 1. It's like Mercenaries mode if you ever played that, but instead of trying to kill people to get a high score, you run from one beginning of a level to the end of it, killing whatever you can, finding secrets, finding hidden items, new weapons, upgrades, illegal upgrades, points, shit like that. It sounds kind of grindy, and it can be, but it's a lot of fun. And it's very helpful. It's very interface friendly to the player.
Josh, we're stuck in quarantine. There's one game that you have to kill your time with. What are you putting in?
Oh, don't fucking ask me that. That's ridiculous. Right now,
Ark.
Wait. I got Andy and I do a Marco Polo, and I'll let you see it later, but I went on like a 15-minute fucking rant while driving about how Ark was ruining my fucking life.
Hey, I was in your boat only two or three years prior.
No, I know. I can't. Yeah. I can't stop. I can't control myself. I fucking took a half day at work one day. I was like, yeah, there ain't nothing going on here. I'm gonna go home. And went home and fucking booted up the Xbox and started playing fucking Ark. I'm like, yeah, all right. Yeah, let's craft some shit. Oh, I don't have enough stone. Hold on, let me go mine some stone. Oh my god, dude, what am I doing? What am I doing with my life?
Go ahead.
That game is best when you're playing with friends and when you have all the settings turned way the fuck up.
Where
you get like 300 fucking materials per punch.
Yes. Well, you can also get, because you can get a chainsaw now.
Yeah.
And I think they added that on Scorched Earth or Aberration.
But it's not a double-barreled chainsaw.
If there was such a thing. I know there's double-bladed. And I've never just seen a double-barreled chainsaw. That's new to me. I went to we were playing on the island, and on the center section of it is like a redwood forest. And I went up with the chainsaw, and I cut down, we have everything, all the harvesting turned up and everything. Anyway, I think I got like 1,100 wood from one tree, and it took like a minute and a half before it fell over. So I had all the wood I needed.
Very nice.
Pun intended.
So you left work to go home and do work.
Yes, to log into my second digital fucking life.
He's getting better because it's not Elite Dangerous.
All I did was just switch one grind game for the next.
That's what I was going to say.
I have like an addiction.
You're just telling me that there's two differences between this red and that red. They're both red. Right. It doesn't matter what color
red. It's red.
But one has dinosaurs and the other one has very long extended periods of silence where not a fucking thing happens.
Well, yeah, but it's in space.
I was going to say, but it's in space.
It's in space.
And
it's
guess
cool.
What? It doesn't fucking yo-yo you back like 15 minutes of travel because the game crashes or...
I deny nothing there. That is some more shit.
That was
I would definitely say for now, Ark, for sure. It's been on Game Pass for a while.
Just pray to God you can get the fucking color working, colors to work.
We were using console commands a little while ago because I was just fucking around waiting for you to get here. And we found a Spinosaurus, which Forrest played with us the other day on my son's account when he wasn't here. And we played for like 4 or 5 hours with Nathan and Crystal. And we went on the hunt for a Spinosaurus. And I swear to God, it took an hour and a half.
It did. We found a good replacement, but that good replacement died.
Fuck. And then, we were just fucking around the other day. No shit, a fucking tech Quetzal. A spawn. We didn't spawn it in. This was in-game spawn. Nathan's like, oh my God, a tech Quetzal! We already have like 3 fucking Quetzals, but this one's tech and we have to have it. So
I mean cybernetic if you don't know.
So we're getting on there and he jumps on my Tapiara and we're flying and we're over the river. And in my mind, I'm going, well, don't shoot it yet because we're over water. It'll drown. Sure enough, he fucking shoots it and it goes right into the fucking water.
Oh.
The deepest fucking part. So now he's like, oh fuck, we need stimulant to wake it up. Well, we don't have any fucking stimulant. So Crystal's running home trying to get the stimulant we do have to wake it up. So while it's in the water, fucking drowning, piranhas fucking attack it too.
Right.
And it's just fucking gone. And we're all just in complete fucking total
just
silence.
Heartbroken.
Yeah. And because we have things turned up, like taming and harvesting and stuff like that, but we're not like in God mode or creative mode. We still have to get materials to build. We finally took on the broodmother on the easy level, which, of course, we went around and we collected all the materials we could, and we were like, oh, yeah, man, we'll fucking take the Brontosaurus, and we'll put fucking minigun turrets on it, and we'll just fuck that bit. No, the Brontosaurus is too big. It cannot go through the portal.
Aww.
So we have all these fucking dinosaurs. We even have the Gigasaurus or Giganosaurus. We have him tamed, too, which that was by accident, and we got lucky. He almost woke up on us, too. While taming him, his torpidity got down to like 200, and I was like, fuck, 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 and I was spamming on the narcotic to put his ass back to sleep. If he'd have woke up right then, we would have all fucking died.
Yep.
In one bite. He'd have been,
oh, been glorious.
It'd have been amazing death. To Valhalla we come. But anyway, so we did all that time, we got everything set up, and then we walked the dinosaurs all the way to the nearest fucking portal.
Did you open the door, get on the floor?
Everybody do the dinosaur. And then sure fucking enough, we teleport through. Well, Crystal was outside the teleport thing, so she never even went into the battle. And then, of course, none of the dinosaurs went in with us. And I was like, well, let's just see how, you know, we've not fought her before. We don't even know what this is like. Let's see what it's like. Me and Nathan shot her for about 5 minutes, and her health didn't even go down.
Nice.
So we just went ahead and reloaded the server from his previous save point, which was before we got everything ready.
Yep.
So we basically took all the raptors. They've been catching Dilophosaurus and taming them and naming them and coloring them and naming them after Pokemon. So we brought all the raptors and all the raptors we have, and then we brought the Dilophosauruses, Dilophosauri. Is that the plural?
I don't know. I'm not a fucking.
You're like their extinct dinosaur. Who fucking cares?
The Dilophosaur.
We had them, and then I brought my 2 scorpions, which are just fucking badass. They are. Those I like them even more than raptors. I can outrun a raptor on my scorpion.
Just because you're a Scorpio, Josh. Yeah.
It's got to be it. But I fuck shit up on them. But anyway, that's what we've been doing, wasting our fucking life.
For people, though, that don't know about Ark, you basically are... You start off as... You build your own human, and you start off on an island that is... It depends on what server you pick. You can make your own server and play on it by yourself or with, and, you know, have your friends and stuff join. Or you can join a PvP server, which is where you can hunt and kill other humans, other players, and the dinosaurs. Or a PvE, where you don't have to worry about the threat of other people on the server. You just have to worry about the dinosaurs killing you. And eventually you, you know, make your own clothes, chop down your own trees, build your own buildings, and progress. I don't know. Would you consider it
whatever civilization you want, basically?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a single living civilization build in a matter of speaking. And you figure out technology, I guess, as you go, because sure, why not?
And the game doesn't really have any story to speak of except for little snippets, but the story is not even close to front and center.
No.
No, it's in the background. You find explorer notes
yeah.
from 4 different people. throughout the game, and you find them in caves. Basically, it's a survival crafting It's Minecraft with dinosaurs, and it looks good,
which makes it better,
right? So you do that. You can build however you want, and then you can tame dinosaurs. But every time you tame a dinosaur, each one requires different food to tame, and different times. And depending on the dinosaur's level, it may level up as you tame it. I mean, it's just like any other of those survival crafting games where it's pretty complicated.
Lots of variables.
Right, but it's not hard.
I'm going to give anybody who's listening some advice and say, do not ever play the game with base stats, because that game
actually
is unfucking forgiving.
I used to always play with base stats.
Well, when
I couldn't. I could
in a
not.
Community.
If you play on... if you're playing on an official server, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But if you're hosting your own server, Nathan and Crystal, they host the server on her desktop. Before it was Nathan's laptop. And before that, when we played, we were all pitching in for a Nitrado server. So we were paying $15 a month to rent a server from a company. Which, I mean, it was nice because the server, it never crashed. It backed up immediately. Like, I think every 5 minutes it did a save.
That's good.
So it didn't matter what happened. If it crashed, I think it never crashed on us. But like I said, it was and you had access to all the server settings, so you could set it up, crafting up. You could max your health out if you want. You could give yourself God mode if you wanted.
That's cool.
But oh, that's a cat. But if you're playing on an official server, it will be vanilla. You won't be able to boost any settings.
I would never do that. The game is just too unforgiving.
Well, and since I've never done that, I went ahead and I played a solo with everything at default. And I talked to Mark about taming times, because he tamed certain dinosaurs with his group, and he's like, oh, it was years ago, but I remember it taking X number, it felt like this number of hours to tame the dinosaur. And I went ahead and I set everything to default and played through, just fucking around. And I eventually got to the point where I could tame some of the dinosaurs, and it seemed to be, a lot faster than what he said. So I think sometime between the time that Mark played and we've been playing, they've even changed the vanilla stats.
Keep in mind, I play on version 001 at home.
Right.
I'm playing the absolute base version you can get. So the taming times for me are not even... You don't tame things. It just doesn't happen.
Well...
If you don't have a decade to spend taming the fucking thing, it ain't going to get tamed.
The first time this was whenever the servers were still fresh and new on Xbox.
Right.
Excuse me. And I remember the first time we tamed a Brontosaurus. I'm talking 8, maybe 10 hours.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it took me and a friend on there nonstop feeding this thing and keeping it knocked out. Well,
even with boosted taming, it took us 45 minutes to tame a Spinosaurus.
Right. It didn't take near that long.
It took that long.
Did it?
It did.
I don't remember.
We had to pump that thing full of narcotics like 500 times.
I thought maybe 30 minutes.
And see, when we did our Gigantosaur, or the Giga, or whatever you want to call him, like, it took a group of like 5 or 6 of us to drop that thing, and we were giving it everything we had. And you had people... We stayed up late that night. We stayed up... We may have started it maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 and finished it like 2 in the morning.
I believe that.
Just taming that thing. And that was with like 5 or 6 of us. And that was people running back and forth.
And that's what I'm thinking. That took a lot less time than I would have expected out of that damn thing.
But that's an experience I'll never get, just cranking up that volume. All those people chattering, and we had one guy getting drunk and laughing his ass off the whole time, and it was chaotic, but it was like bliss at the same time.
His toe pores going down, man. You better hurry, get them narco berries.
And I did enjoy that experience, but keep in mind, most of my experience with the game on base vanilla stats is at my house alone.
Right.
Because I don't have internet.
Right.
But I found that the most fun I had was just riding on the back of his fucking dinosaur, a flying dinosaur, just looking for a fucking Spinosaurus. That is the most fun I've had.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to every single spot I've ever seen a Spinosaurus in that game. We went around the island 2 times. Not a fucking one. Well, it's the same with the Quetzals. The Quetzal is supposed... the Quetzal, for those who don't know, is a big, giant fucking bird. And you can build a base on his back. So you can have a mobile base. But anyway, we didn't see a Quetzal forever. Well, now, like I just said, we now have three Quetzals. We're fucking breeding them for eggs, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know, so we have three fucking Quetzals. We almost had a Tech Quetzal. So what's considered a rare dinosaur in the game, we just see all over the place. Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing. At one point, we weren't even meaning to. And Nathan, Crystal, and I all were looking at a Quetz at the same time.
Wow.
And we were looking for a male. And all three of them were females.
Mm-hmm.
So we went ahead and killed them so they would spawn in new ones. But it was just the fact that this thing is supposed to be a pretty rare spawn, and we're looking at fucking three of them. But as soon as we decide we're going to go look for one,
yep,
not one in sight.
And we literally just had the same experience. We looked for 2 hours for a Spinosaurus, and we went on your creative server, just fucking around, bam, one spawns. Then we tame it, we start writing it, we write it for 2 seconds, another Spinosaurus.
All over the place. Spinos everywhere.
Drives me nuts.
We got a Tech Raptor, or the Bionic Raptor, on for Crystal. Because, okay, Nathan is building the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So every, you know, he got a...
He has a Triceratops, a Mastodon, a Pterodactyl. He's looking for a Tech T-Rex.
My question is he going to do the Green Ranger?
I named my Spinosaurus Dragonzord.
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
That's hilarious.
And it is green. It was default green.
It came green. That's why I did that.
And he was like, Dragonzord, we're fucking going for it. I was like, where's the flute? Can we craft a flute?
But keep in mind, I didn't name it Green Ranger because he names them after the Rangers. I named it Dragonzord.
He can rename it if he wants.
No,
it,
he can't. It's mine.
All right, fine. It's whatever. But and then Crystal's doing the Teen Titans. Mm-hmm. So she was like, well, I need a Tech Raptor to be Cyborg. So we found a Tech Raptor. And the same thing. Her and I flew around every single fucking river. I don't know how many fucking raptors we saw. No Tech Raptors. And then as it was getting late, I was like, all right, well, I'm thinking about going to bed. Bam, Tech Raptor shows up right in front of us, kills me, comes flying out of the woods like, and I'm dead. Because they can pounce on you and hold you down. And that's what happened. So it killed me. But luckily, I had set a bed nearby, so I was able to spawn and get my shit in just a few minutes. Anyway, while I was doing that, Crystal was able to put it down. And it wasn't until later. That game is full of tips and tricks that you don't know about unless you read them up online. Yeah. There's a bird. It's an eagle called the Argentavis.
Oh, I love the Argies.
The Argie can actually pick
Such
up.
Assholes.
If it's not too big, it can pick up other dinosaurs. So yes. Instead of running around hunting down a raptor, you just get an Argentavis and you build a taming pen back at your house. And then you just pick it up with the eagle and carry it home. So we didn't know that. So we're running around on foot. There's fucking alpha T-Rexes and alpha raptors everywhere. And we're like, one Tech Raptor, please. I just want to go to bed. I just want to get this over with. You know, and I'm dodging dinosaurs. I'm like, shit, no, no. All right, he didn't see me. Okay, good. And I'm like swimming down the river, hoping that the dinosaur right next to me won't see me. But I mean, you see my point. It was just random, and that's fun.
That's the
you're
best
with someone.
Part of the
game. You're out. You're not accomplished, but it also pisses me off because I'm not accomplishing anything. Dishes need done. Laundry needs put up. You know, and here I am looking for a digital fucking dinosaur that's gonna do me no good when the money runs out.
Welcome. That was my flaw with playing that game was, sure, it's great and fun, but fuck, where does the hours go? And when I say hours, I mean hours. Like, it's not a game you sit down and you're like, I think I'll play for 30 minutes.
No.
No, you're going to be there for 5-6 hours minimum.
That's minimum. The thing. Even just playing with Josh, I meant to be there because I had to get home. We stopped recording. That was last week. We stopped recording. We're like, he's like, all right, I'm going to jump on Ark. I'm like, you know what? I'll jump on with you. I expected to be on there about 2 hours max. I was there 5 hours. Didn't leave till 9 o'clock.
That's how it flies.
We did find a Tech T-Rex, and the battle to get that thing was hilarious.
And then it died. Failure. Yeah, and then it fucking died.
It got into a fight with a Spinosaurus that we were also looking for.
See, the Tech T-Rex, the Tech skins and stuff like that before, like, I never ever seen a Tech dinosaur running around free or any of that stuff. It was always a skin that you could put on your dinosaur. And you got those skins from doing special events, certain like higher level drops,
right?
And like fighting the Broodmother and stuff like that. That's when you seen the Tech skins and stuff like that. I think maybe we had the Tech T-Rex and maybe one other tech dinosaur, and then the bone stegosaurus and stuff like that, and triceratops. But like most of that stuff, like I never seen that in the original, arc, and and that it was kind of a rarity. And now, what the way Josh talks about playing all the time, he sees it. It's like nothing.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Sort of. So. Tech parasaurs are everywhere.
Yeah, tech parasaurs are a dime a dozen.
Yeah, you won't go 10 minutes without seeing a tech parasaur.
Hmm.
Aside from that, you won't find them very much.
Interesting.
Well, I think we should move on because I don't think we meant to make it the ARC podcast.
Why not? Because, I mean, if it takes you that long to even get into ARC, you might as well talk about it for that long.
Right.
You
know? Well, I see your point.
So, well, I mean, this should go with a heavy bearing, like... This isn't a game for everybody to get just sit down and play, but guess what? You've got time, use it. I mean,
that's
you know,
the thing. This is very easily the kind of game I hate the most. It takes too much of your time with very little return. You don't really have that much fun, but you do at the same time. But,
you have to really make sure that your all your chores are done.
Yeah, no shit. Or you just don't care.
Or you're in quarantine.
Or you're in quarantine.
There you go.
Well, even then, you still have house chores. You got to keep the house clean.
Right.
I know everyone has a different level of clean, you know, and I mean, I'm not picking on anybody, but...
Oh, we're picking on you. You yelled at your son because he had dirt on his shoes from being in the country.
I just swept and mopped the fucking floor, and this little shit's going to come through the house slinging mud everywhere.
Everywhere. There's like a scrape here and there.
Okay. You know Grandma Madeline's. You know her nickname, right? Mad Dog Madeline. She would have made me eat fucking floor. If
Trenton
I
was willing to.
If I came into the kitchen after she had just swept and mopped and had everything clean and I would be dead. She would have fucking killed me.
Yep.
And if child services would have showed up, she'd have beat their ass too. You don't fuck with Mad Dog Madeline.
What's that have to do with you?
I didn't do that to him. I'm not going to do that to him. But I'm sure as hell not going to keep my mouth shut. Yeah, I'm talking about you, loser.
Tibbles?
Yes.
Super Mario. Like, perfect for being stuck inside. Even as a kid, Super Mario was always the go-to. Super Mario Odyssey, if people haven't played that game yet, now is the perfect time to play that game. Stuck at home. Super Mario Odyssey is one of those games that you can... It is a very lengthy Mario game as far as things go. It's colorful. It's very vibrant. It's very open to a lot of player base. You can sit down and let a player who's a pro run right through it. And even like a little kid, like a 4 or 5 year old can sit down and find the same amount of enjoyment out of it.
That's one thing I do. I haven't played it yet. I don't think Josh has either. But
I think Trayton has it too. I think he got it for Christmas and I've never played it.
I think the one good thing about that game, unlike a lot of modern games, is that it promotes dicking around.
Right.
Like, half the game is just dicking around. Do whatever the fuck you want, no matter what. That's good. My only real problem with the game is that I don't like it when popular things go too meta, and Mario is basically in New York City the whole time. I know it's New Donk City, but... To my knowledge.
It's only a small fraction of that game. Okay,
because the way Nintendo was promoting it, it's like, the whole game's going to be set in this giant New York City ripoff. I'm like, I don't want Mario New York.
No.
That happened in a movie and it sucked.
No. It's more, that's just one level of many levels in that game.
Okay.
And you don't see it for a little while. I mean, it's farther into the game than probably what you would expect. But okay. And the commercials and stuff like that showed you that just because it's probably one of the, I don't know, it's probably something that you can relate to. Like, I live in a city, Mario lives in a city, you know. Mario going on his normal adventure and stuff like that and going to all these different islands or these different worlds, that's more of what this game is. He's traveling in this big hat. And
which I do think that's a neat gimmick.
Is he going on an odyssey?
You would say he might be doing an odyssey.
Does he fight a Scylla, a Cyclops? Anyway.
But, nobody poke me in the eye.
Nobody. All right, so what's the problem then?
Put your bitching to make dinner. The gameplay gimmick for it is quite neat. I do like how you can throw your hat onto literally any fucking object and become that object.
Mega 64 did that.
Did they?
Throwing their hat at stuff. Yeah.
He even threw his hat on a trash can, and they did the spark or whatever, and then they metal trash can clearly on a rope. They were dragging it.
I love Mega 64.
They're pretty crazy.
One of my favorites is still their Castlevania one. They just fucking rip and tear into Castlevania.
Do they? Oh, yeah. I like what they did the merchant from Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
I'll buy it at a high price.
But Mario Odyssey is one of those games that it doesn't take a lot to get into. Anybody can play it. And it's just a fun, basic video game. It's what I think a lot of video games miss nowadays. There used to be that, you know, you could sit down and play Contra. It's just a video game-ass video game. And so is Mario. Mario is just get in, jump on some Goombas, you know, do your thing, and you can sit down and just have a very exciting time with it. And you can sink some time into that game. It is basically that next step beyond Mario 64. When I seen this and you could run around and do the things in it, it reminded me so much of jumping into a painting on Mario 64.
Yeah.
Each little world is kind of like that in a way.
I'm about to say, if I was going to pick a Mario game, it'd be either Mario Galaxy or Mario 64.
Right. They're both good in their own element. And that was the other game I would have recommended too. If you've got an old system to play or even a DS and you've got Mario 64 DS, throw that game in right now.
That's the one I haven't been able to... Okay, this is some bullshit. So I went to Family Video.
That's some bullshit.
Went to Family Video here in town, and I had a choice. I could either pick Mario 64 DS, or I could pick New Mario Bros., which was a retelling, sort of, the first game, I guess. So I'm here picking, and I'm like, all right. So I pick Mario 64 because it's a classic. I take it, get it up there. She puts the game in the thing. We go home. I pull it out. I put it in my DS. She picked the wrong Mario game. She put New Mario Bros. In. God damn it. Whatever, it's still Mario. So I play it, I have fun with it. But I do eventually take it back, and I'm like, hey, you gave me the wrong game. Here's the receipt, this and that. Oh, we don't have that game.
Then why is the box on the shelf?
No idea. Did not have the game.
So what did they do?
Ain't nothing. I said, all right, sorry for the trouble.
Right, but then they didn't go fix the problem. They left the fucking box on the shelf.
And it's not the first time, but I did get them back. They were having this huge blowout, clear-out sale. And I bought a bunch of video games for, like, the Wii shit I always wanted to play and never got around to, which I still haven't got around to. But I bought a bunch of games for the Wii and a couple of PS4 games. And one of them was an extremely hard-to-find game because it's no longer being made, Godzilla for PS4. Terrible game. I get hours of fun out of it. But
it's like a bad B movie.
It says that if you wanted to buy it online, it's still $60 because they stopped making it, so it's kind of
okay,
rare now.
All right.
Well, I bought it up there for $20. Okay, that's a pretty good fucking deal. I look at my receipt. They never actually charged me for it.
Nice.
So I got a $20 game for free.
They're going to be calling any minute now.
Fucking let them.
Well, they can't. They're closed down, quarantine.
Right. It even says temporarily closed on their sign as you drive by it.
I can't read. The Family Video in Mount Vernon completely shut down. It's now going to be a Dollar General.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're going the way of Blockbuster and the Dodo and the Flip Phone.
And the Nintendo 64.
And the 64.
I still play it.
You guys were having a bickering earlier about Mass Effect, whether you would consider that quarantine worthy or not.
No, he just completely butchered the soul of Doom, so I had to butcher the soul of Mass Effect.
I'm looking at the text now. I'm trying to see what you even said.
But oh yeah, read it out.
Which Mass Effect, if you had any of them to recommend, which are you going to?
Oh man.
It has to be Mass Effect 2 for me because every single time I got the flu when I was a teenager between the years of 15 and probably 18, I'd get the flu multiple times a year. Every time I did, I only played Mass Effect because nothing felt right to play other than Mass Effect 2.
That's funny you trained your body because now if you walked in and I was playing Mass Effect 2, you'd be like, oh, it feels so good.
No, it really does work like that. Specifically, there is a level where you have to go into a quarantine on a space station and everything is red. Yeah. I remember so vividly.
Yep.
I can't walk into that level without feeling queasy.
Really?
Yes, but I will 100% complete that game every time I get the flu.
Okay.
It's the same reason I can't drink chocolate milk if it's been sitting in a fridge. Like, if you take a glass of chocolate milk and put it in the fridge and then come back a day later and try drinking it, I can't do it because I got the flu when I was a kid one time, mm-hmm. and even just the taste of that
just brings
probably
it back.
30 years later still has that, like, ugh. Like, it I just understand. Has that cringe to it.
So, right. Well, I would say Mass Effect 3, and I haven't really said it on here before, but my favorite fucking part of that was the Citadel DLC.
Because it was the only good part.
Oh, dude, it was awesome.
Yeah, I
it is so
you,
awesome.
I remember watching you play it, and I felt my soul lifting as they're like, they do realize they made a piece of crap, and they're trying to fix it.
It just, the Citadel DLC, what sells it for me is the humor. It is funny as hell. Even when they get to the villain and the boss fight of it, it is funny as hell. Mm-hmm. They shit talk this boss, this villain, and they even it basically make reference like, that is the dumbest origin I've ever heard. I mean, and it just, it's very self-aware. And
that's what it needed.
EA, it's in the game.
They, for the Citadel DLC, you actually have little mini missions for each one of your team members. And the one for Grunt, he's the Krogan, the genetically engineered Krogan. His is hilarious because the cops have him under arrest. I'm like, are you his commander? And Shepard's like, ah, what'd he do? And then he starts talking about, it's one of those things where he's like, well, yeah, I did that, but that was after the car exploded. What car exploded? He's like, oh, the one that I set fire to. Why'd you set fire to the car? This isn't what's in the game because I honestly don't remember because it's been too long. I'll look it up on YouTube later.
But basically, they just caught the tail end of an escalating series of
exactly,
events.
Exactly, exactly. And it's hilarious. And then finally, when it's all over, he's like, Grunt, I love you. And then Grunt's like, Grunt's going, hey, hey, hey. Just all kinds of trouble. I just love it. And then there's a part where you're fighting enemies, and then it cuts to a cutscene, and then all of your team is up on the shelf with you, and they come out from behind, and they're all shooting down this ramp. At nice. This person, and it's just hilarious because I don't know, dude. It's good. That's some of the best DLC of a video game I've ever played. The Citadel DLC for Mass Effect 3. It is a fucking romping riot. It is hilarious. It is so enjoyable. The only problem is you have to get to it
from fucking Mass Effect 3.
And of course, I'm such a completionist and a perfectionist that I wanted when that Citadel 3 or when that Citadel DLC came out, and I knew that you could have all your team members in it, I started back over on Mass Effect. Because I wanted to do every single person's, because I wanted every single person in your apartment. Because you, at the very end of it, when everything's said and done, you have a party, and then they take a picture.
Does that mean you can have both Caden and Ashley, or you just wanted two separate pictures?
I wanted two separate pictures.
Okay.
And it's stupid now because I'm sure they're on my 360, which is probably in the house. Maybe you know, just at the time, it was super important that I do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
yeah,
but that's the good conclusion to Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Your work pays off.
It's good.
Sort of.
The Citadel DLC is amazing. Enough said.
I kind of wanted, like, when we were talking about picking games that you would set inside to play, you know, for the quarantine and stuff like that, I really started thinking, you know, games that I really loved, and then it kind of turned into more of a games that make you not feel as quarantined to me. Games that are kind of free and open and stuff like that, and maybe make you forget that you're stuck with the same four walls that you're stuck with.
Right.
And like, you know, listening to you talk about just the love that you have for Resident Evil and stuff like that, you know, but you're stuck on a ship.
That's the reason, though. You say games that make you feel free and open. Once in a while, I get sick of open world games.
I get that, though.
But that's why I picked Resident Evil Revelations, because it takes place on a boat. It's at least something different, somewhere new. You don't.
Right.
It's not a mansion.
Yeah.
It's not a police station.
Exactly. It's not claustrophobic in the same way.
But I make that point to say, like, when I think of quarantine, like, I think of being stuck inside, and the first thing you want to do is not be outside. And it's neat to think that somebody else thinks about that, and, like, you look at it as, I want to delve deeper into that, you know, like he's in quarantine too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the flip side of that coin. And, you know, of course, even Josh had made the joke about, you know, having the T-cell virus, you know, And, you know, that also makes you think, like, you know, sometimes that's what people want to do is relate to the situation and make it, you know, bombastic as hell. The Last of Us, or...
That's why I also picked BioShock.
Right. BioShock
because
is...
That's this to the limit.
Right.
The whole story of that is a guy said, you can't do this, and everybody flipped fucking shit. So...
He built an underwater town.
Yeah, he built one underwater town, and then people started doing the bad drugs, and he said no more bad drugs, so they went fucking crazy and did all the drugs.
Right? I'm gonna do them all! Right now!
But it's always like, it's that just shows you how diverse our gaming, like, our gaming community really is.
No matter what the game is, there's a market for it. Well, someone wants to play it.
It's not even that, but just like thinking about the current position that we're in, what would get somebody through a tough time, like Resident Evil is his jam. Like, he can dive into that. Mortal Kombat's his jam. He could sit and play couch co-op with somebody and make it through hours doing that. And for us, you know, like you mentioned Ark or Mass Effect or any of that stuff, something like that. And, you know, all of that really does speak to gaming culture that, you know, people just say gaming is gaming and that's just that, blah.
Uh-huh.
But there is so much diversity in gaming.
We know better.
Yeah, there is a very big narrative that goes with all of this. You know, some people like shooters. Some people like first-person shooters, and that's all they can get their head into. Mm-hmm. Some people want to play sports games, and they're wrong.
I started my "they are wrong" before I heard you said they're wrong. They're wrong.
I feel like I missed out on something because you guys were like, your brain waves were synced together, and I just completely, I'm going, sports games? Yeah, of course people some play sports games. And you're both like, wrong!
But I mean, that would also be another one of those things that you could sit down and play and forget where you're at. You know, throwing a football, playing baseball, doing all that stuff, all that outdoor sports and stuff like that that people are missing out on. I get that. I could get why people would want to contain themselves and play that.
Yeah, but they should do it with like a good sports game, like Mario Kart. I consider it a sports game.
NBA Jam.
NBA Jam is pretty cool.
I enjoyed
NFL
it.
Blitz.
It kind of used to scare me too. I don't know why.
NBA Jam did?
It was because of big head mode.
That's exactly what it was, actually.
It's probably because you were way downtown.
He's on fire.
He's on fire. But yeah, Mario Kart... Excellent choice.
New, any of them?
Personally, I would say Mario Kart 8 or Mario Kart Wii. 64 is still probably my favorite, but Wii just makes me feel like I'm having the most fun.
We rented 64 from here in town, and the first time I was playing Toad, and I got the glowing 3 mushroom for boost, and you can spam it and be like, bah, 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 bah. I laughed so fucking hard. Now if I play it, I'd be like, Wii... But at the time, I thought it was the funniest thing.
150 cc's, that is just pure enjoyment.
Yes.
You know, you're talking about just Toad and playing a Mario Kart game and seeing what everyone picks is also kind of a delight because it kind of speaks to who they are. I've always been a Luigi guy.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt bad for Luigi, I guess. And, you know, between him and Mario, like, you know, you pick Toad.
When I'm playing, if I'm alone and I just want to have some fun, I pick Bowser because I like big monsters. Mm-hmm. If I'm playing with people and I want to ruin their fucking day, I'm playing Donkey Kong.
I just had this feeling. It was either Bowser or Donkey Kong.
You're a Donkey Kong, aren't you, motherfucker?
But when I'm feeling sassy, I'll play Rosalina if she's available or Daisy. Daisy.
It's really good on the Switch. Like, surprisingly good.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Mario Kart 8.
Okay.
There's Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on it.
Yeah, it's got Link on it, and I don't know how I feel about that.
It's different. Yeah. I don't know. But I guess you also have to think about that. He's also in Smash Brothers. Like,
that's true.
I mean...
Yeah, but I mean, that's one thing. Link's great at fighting. Great at racing? And it wouldn't be so bad if he was on his horse, but that wouldn't make sense with the context of the game, so
you can
put
just,
him in a bike.
You could just name the cart Epona.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get on Epona. Come here, Epona. Let me drink some lawn milk.
But the thing though with Smash Brothers is it's not Super Mario Smash Brothers. It's just Super Smash Brothers. Mm-hmm. Where Mario Kart, you kind of expect Mario characters. Donkey Kong's even tied to Mario.
I mean, I just feel like Samus would make more sense than Link.
I don't know.
Even Captain Falcon. You ever notice that? They never put Captain Falcon in Mario Kart.
Falcon Punch!
They never put
Falcon!
You ever notice they don't put Captain Falcon in F-Zero either?
It's okay, they don't put F-Zero on Nintendo.
Right.
Right. There's probably a reason for that.
I was playing F-Zero back when I was paying for on the Switch, the Nintendo Entertainment Direct or whatever.
That's the news program they do. You meant Nintendo Online?
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, Nintendo Online. I was playing F-Zero. I don't have it anymore. I mean, I'm all right, but I wasn't doing near as good.
He's got over his therapy. He's good.
Well, I used to throw it on the Super Nintendo, and then I would listen to Aerosmith's Nine Lives album.
You made me listen to that. I like maybe two songs on it.
I would listen to that and then Load, Metallica's Load.
That's better.
And back then CDs were just coming out, I still had it on cassette. So I had to halfway through a race, I'd have to pause and I have to flip the cassette over so I could listen to all the rest of the songs.
I remember I made probably the most idiotic fucking choice when I was younger. I had a Walkman when I was like 14 because they were still popular. Sure, why not?
They're still kind of popular.
I believe that. But
thanks, Star-Lord.
I could not.
You shouldn't have killed my mom and squished my Walkman.
I could not fathom at the time playing Resident Evil Remake alone. I had to have someone else in the room with the lights on, or it had to be daytime because I was too scared of it. It's a chicken scary shit. Fucking game. I know. I used to think Resident Evil 4 was scary, too. Now I know better.
Yeah, that game's something else.
But I put in Rob Zombie's Hellbilly Deluxe into my Walkman.
Dracula.
And for some reason, I thought that would make Resident Evil less scary to play.
No, it did not.
It did for about the first four songs. After Living Dead Girl, nobody gives a shit about the rest of the album.
Right, right.
So I didn't know what I was hearing, and it was freaking me the fuck out.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of horror movie Rob Zombie sound.
Yep.
So
especially that album.
Yeah.
You put yourself in for a treat on that one.
That was a hell of a fucking night, let me tell you.
That's pretty cool.
Well, that's the reason. Well, Twisted Metal, what was it, 3?
Go. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did the whole soundtrack for 3, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think he was a playable racer.
He drove the Dracula.
Yep.
So, Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal 3 is garbage. So is 4.
3 is or was that 2 that they put Axel in?
2.
Oh, more power!
Oh, man.
God, I can't stand Axel. I fucking hate that character so much.
He's just as bad in black.
I was always Thumper. Hot pink, low
rider.
Why
is he so much bigger than everybody else, too?
I got nothing.
No, me either.
He's an asshole.
Then again, why is the Sweet Tooth's head on fire, too?
Right.
So? Why is the devil driving a semi-truck?
That's true.
That's my choice. Dark Side is always my vehicle.
Because he's got to block you in somehow, driving down the interstate. I just want to pass these two guys. Nope, one of them's driving a semi. It's got to be Satan.
There was a movie with John Ritter back in the 80s where he had satellite TV and the devil got into it.
Channel 666, I believe, is the name of that movie.
That might be it. I'll verify. But anyway, there's a part where he's on like some kind of Satan game show and they've got him strapped to a chair or something. And the guy's like, solve this puzzle. And they pull the curtain back and there's a picture of an eye and then a battleship and then some cloth. And he's like, eye, warship, satin? And they're like, you got it! I can't even remember. I'm going to look that up.
Hold on, I got it.
His filmography.
I was going to say, I'm on IMDb.
Yeah, look that up.
The only... the guy who plays the dad... fuck, I cannot think of his name, but he just got in trouble for some like really bad shit, if I recall. But the guy who plays the devil in at least the movie I'm thinking of, which sounds very similar, he is also in Beetlejuice.
You're talking about the dad from Beetlejuice.
But not the Alec Baldwin dad, the other
one. You're talking about Lydia's dad.
Yes.
Okay.
He played the devil in a movie called Channel 666 that is very fucking similar.
Yeah.
If not the same movie.
He was also Ed Rooney in Ferris Bueller.
Yes, that's him.
What do you get in trouble for?
Child stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
it was bad.
People.
Yeah, it was very, very bad.
I wonder if he's sharing a cell with Jared
from Subway. I doubt it. I don't think he's in. I don't think he's in prison anyway.
He's one of them that got away with some kind of plea deal.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things that was alleged, never proved, so I got to throw that out there.
I don't know. He was arrested. That's true. I mean, you don't get arrested for child porn unless they have something on you.
I don't think it was child porn.
Oh. Well, we'll lead off the subject. It's a horrible subject.
Yeah, it's not very good.
So about naughty video games.
Leisure Suit Larry.
That would be a very bad game to get stuck indoors with.
I've never played it. I've never played it.
Oh,
it
would be so bad.
What's that one Dunkey was making fun of? The Pickup Artist?
I have no idea.
It's live action video, and the guy acts it out, and he'll walk up to a girl.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then you have to pick A, B, C, or D what to do, and then whatever you pick, they act it out.
Is that like a Sega CD game?
It acts like that, but it's on Steam. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's called The Pickup Artist. That's funny. And he's some suave European guy, and he'll walk up to a chick walking her dog, and he'll be like, "So you've walked up to the girl, and what do you say to her?" You know, it's like, "Hey, I love your dog, cute jacket, wanna bang." And no matter what you pick, they act it out. It's been filmed. So you get to see how it goes and goes down. He's like, shouldn't have picked that one.
There was a game
that got you stabbed and shot.
You have herpes. There was a game a lot like that in the 90s, I think for the Sega CD, called Plumbers Don't Wear Ties. you essentially play a plumber, and it's the same thing. Everything's live action. It's all been filmed out. You determine how the story goes, and the story can get real fucked up real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, like there's a narrator and he chastises everything you do or he compliments you. There's also a nudity code because this is a semi-porno game. So
is it hot coffee?
Yeah, sure.
From San Andreas.
it's just fucked up. Like you can have a chick, the main romantic chick, you can have her bang her boss for a raise, or you can have the main character who is a plumber, you know, go out with a chick, but then go for another chick. You can just fuck with these people.
So it's like a straight interactive porno?
Kind of, yeah. Ugh. But there's also really weird endings. Like, they get chased around by a guy in a chicken costume.
Well, that's not weird. That happens all the time. At least around my place.
It's only happened to me once before.
Maybe it's just the neighborhood. I don't know.
Maybe. Jeffrey Jones is who that guy was.
That's the name.
You're still not on John Ritter. You haven't answered my John Ritter question.
You said John Goodman.
He said John Ritter.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
clean the shit out your ears, bitch.
fuck, I know it. Shit, Stay Tuned.
Yep, that's it.
Stay Tuned. I knew that movie.
Okay, yep, that's it.
Yeah. And yeah, I remember that movie.
Yep.
And they're changing the channel.
Yep.
Yeah, and he has to go through all the different shit in that. Yeah, that's the one he's talking about.
Okay. Worship Satan?
Yeah! That was such a shitty movie.
Oh, man. What's the movie you've seen the most and didn't want to? Like, it was just always on TV?
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Okay.
That's a good question. I don't know. I usually change the channel or walk out of the room if it's something that atrocious.
Right. Mine was Roadhouse. Because it was always on HBO.
Oh, wow.
Every other movie was Roadhouse.
Never mind. We are talking about the same fucking movie. I don't know where I got the name Channel 666 out.
Well, there is a B-movie called Channel 666.
Yeah.
So why does Stay Tuned come up?
Because that's the one apparently I'm talking about.
Maybe, can you look at the box cover? Maybe the box cover says Channel 666. Maybe it offers
them a new high-tech satellite dish system filled with 666 channels.
Yep.
That could be.
Yep, that's... Man, we need to do, for the movie podcast, like an epic 80s movie. Or not even epic, just all the... You would have a hard time doing it for us, but Mark and I have a lot of movies we grew up on.
I don't think of any...
I'm confused. I wasn't paying one bit of attention. Would you tell me?
It's fine. You never do. I love you.
Fuck you.
I deserve that.
I don't think there's ever been a movie that I've seen a ton of I've seen probably The Lion King more times than I've seen any other movie. And the only reason is because that was what Luna loved so much growing up.
Right.
That it was just like, hey, how about we watch Lilo and Stitch? And she's like, Lion King.
I love Lilo and Stitch.
Honestly, you could pick worse movies because Frozen is damn near unbearable to watch.
She hated that. Good. She hated Frozen.
The other one that my niece liked too much was Tangled.
Luna liked it, but she didn't want to watch it all the time. She would, it was always one of those, let's watch this, and now it's time to watch Lion King.
Right. she get through the credits, and she's like, all right, I'm bored of this. Lion King, put it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be kind of like that, except I had Lion King, Godzilla vs. Megalon, and Godzilla or Son of Godzilla all in the same VHS, and I would rotate between which one I wanted to watch. So you'd get through the ending battle of Godzilla vs. Megalon, you hear the Jet Jaguar song, and then immediately it'd cut to fucking Lion King.
Straight to the circle of life, huh?
Yes.
So Roadhouse comes out. It comes out on cassette, so everyone rents it. And then it's on HBO. So it was on every other movie HBO. And then when it was done on that, it went into syndication on TV. So it was on USA, USA Up All Night. It was on, I think, TBS. It was just on. Yep. So all those big budget movies from the 80s, I've seen so many times, but I would say probably Roadhouse the most. Just It was always on. It was always on some fucking channel. And you'd always have that one friend. He's like, oh, yeah, let's fucking watch Roadhouse, dude.
And no. He's about this tall.
If you're not careful, you step on him.
Yeah. I remember seeing Mr. Destiny a lot on HBO when I was younger for some reason.
I don't even remember that.
I loved Mr. Destiny.
I just like how all...
Let me look at the box cover.
I like how the movies that we keep saying are all from HBO, because I watched Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets on HBO, because it would repeat over and over and over.
Oh, that's how I watched Moulin Rouge for the first time, was on HBO.
Never seen that movie. It intimidates me.
I've still never seen it.
It does? You should check it out. It isn't what it is. It does. It's not what it looks like.
No, but I've seen reviews on it, and it's something.
It's basically Baz Luhrmann on a drug fest is what it is, because it is, how should I put it? They took the Moulin Rouge storyline arc, and they put modern music to it, and made it completely bombastic. I mean,
and Ewan McGregor's in it.
And Ewan McGregor's in it. And Nicole Kidman.
And Nicole Kidman.
She's pretty hot in the movie. Anyway, The whole movie is, it's a noir film, kind of, sort of. Mm-hmm. But it really does do a good job of telling you the story while being completely crazy at the same time. Like, it was one of those movies that I never, ever in a million years would have looked at. But for some reason, I was up late one night, and I had nothing better to do, and I just had HBO on. This was back on when I still had satellite years and years and years, billion years ago, and Moulin Rouge had just hit home cinema. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know why I had it on. I had HBO on, something else went off the air, and that came on, and I was just too tired to get up, and I ended up sitting up watching that whole damn movie. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, that was really cool.
Uh-huh. And every time I think of Moulin Rouge, for some reason it interconnects. I think because the colors and the weird musical bits to it reminds me of The Fifth Element.
I could kind of see that attachment.
I don't know why it's there, though. But those movies are... They're not interchangeable with each other. Because when I think Fifth Element, I think Fifth Element. When I think Moulin Rouge, I think Fifth Element.
Right.
And Ewan McGregor.
And Ewan McGregor.
Supergreen.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I brought it up here. Yeah, fucking James Belushi was in it. So,
yeah,
I'm certain that I've seen it.
And Linda Hamilton. Yeah.
Dude, it's also got Michael Caine, John Lovitz, Rene Russo, and Courtney Cox.
Yeah. John Lovitz is his friend in it.
John
Lovitz.
And
Michael Caine is kind of the guy who... I haven't seen that movie in
15 years. It says that he runs the bar and he fixes him a drink that lets him go back to high school.
Yeah.
And live the life he wanted.
Totally changes his life. Yeah. That movie, that same story's been told 101 times.
Right.
And in Star Trek.
Dude, Mom hated the episode Cause and Effect. where they go up to the time space thing, mm-hmm. and then the ship comes out of it from the past and hits the Enterprise and it blows up, and then the episode starts over after the commercial break, and then every time they're trying to figure out, they're like, oh wait, there's something going on, and she hates that episode, she can't stand it. I bet if she watched it now, she'd be like, not remember it. That was not a good episode. That's pretty good story writing, Josh. That wasn't too bad.
She fucking hates Star Trek. I tried. I did get my girlfriend to watch First Contact yesterday. That was
fun. I love First Contact.
Best fucking Star Trek movie.
10 out of 10.
100 out of 100. Wrathcon.
Wrathcon's definitely a close second.
I kind of figured...
Because of Star Trek, too.
First Contact would have to be... Like, I remember you being completely crazy about that movie.
Yeah.
It's like, I got my fucking Borg ship. This thing's fucking badass.
I remember... Yeah, I accidentally spilled soda on it.
I still have it. I wish I wouldn't opened it, because it was numbered. If I still had that thing in a box, undamaged, I bet I could get a pretty penny for it.
But it's but you never would have enjoyed it. Like, that's the...
No, and I... True.
If all of our life was left in a box waiting to cash in, like, how much enjoyment would we really get?
I mean, that's kind of what we're doing for the next 2 weeks.
So. Right. seal us off and wait to see what we're worth in the end.
We're going to seal you away. You're not allowed to go anywhere, but here's some money you can't spend.
Yep, you're all collectible now.
Right, that they're trying to cash us in. I knew it.
We are limited edition. Damn it.
We need to leave before the cellophane wrap goes over us.
They're waiting until we acquire equity.
So, if you're quarantined, and more than likely you should be.
You psychopaths.
Yeah. Reach out to people. Make sure to keep in contact with everybody. Send us an email. That'd be nice. We would love to have an email from
Talk
people.
To us. Keep in contact with us.
We're lonely.
We'd
I'm Ron Burgundy.
We'd even take a spam email like, hey, how's your car's extended warranty? Yes, we got one.
But give us future show ideas, or, you know, question us. Tell us when we're wrong. Tell us that, you know, we need corrected. So with that, we are going to ask, what is the best Star Trek movie? Let's hear what you people have to say.
We've already established it. Why are we asking this question?
Because
it's fucking First Contact.
It's Wrath of Khan, but
it's First Contact.
I want to hear what everybody else has to say.
You know, they're going to say some crap like Insurrection.
Yeah, true.
Insurrection's pretty good.
It's better than the first Star Trek movie.
They're going to say it's part of the Kelvin timeline.
I knew it.
Podcast at GamerDA.com.
Twitter at GamerDA1.
We are at Facebook at
Faster.
Gamers. We are at...
Slower.
Facebook.
Perfect.
Perfection. We're at Facebook at Gamer Discretion Advised. My phone's always next to me, so if I get any kind of hit on there, I know.
He means he wants to be hit on.
No.
True. Hit Frankenstein's on. Bolts were on his neck.
Take on that his head.
Love you.